Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're continuing to be with me. As always, we got somebody really important to talk to you right now, ladies and gentlemen. I met Ted DeWalt yesterday and at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Small Business Summit. As you know, I'm still broadcasting live from our nation's capital at the U.S. Chamber Summit, helping them celebrate small businesses and during Small Business Week. And really appreciate the good work that the U.S. Chamber does. And Ted is not only is he the president and CEO of VetJobs.com, he's been a participant in this conference and does work with the U.S. Chamber to help them get their message out and to support them and the work that they do. And Ted is our new friend, Ted DeWalt. Welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here, Jim. It's always good to be on the show with you.
It's good to have you here. I enjoyed seeing you yesterday. We had a good time, didn't we?
Oh, it's a fantastic time. A lot of activity going on. Of course, the U.S. Chamber is one of the leading, if not the leading, voice for business, and especially small business here in the United States. And anytime they put on a summit like they had yesterday and today, it's just a total educational experience.
Well, I'm glad. I appreciate your leadership. I appreciate your support of what they're doing. And you're not only a small business owner, but you're a leader in the area of being a good example for other small business owners with regard to getting involved in the public policy. You know, one of the things I've said for a long time is if small business owners don't get involved in the policy that they're being given, then the people who give them that policy can presume that they don't care.
That is so correct. You know, one of the neat things being active in the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is I run an internet company. It's one of the largest internet job boards that exists for veterans. And this Congress twice now has wanted to bring up trying to tax internet companies. And
yeah,
we've been able to beat that back thanks to the U.S. Chamber. But the Chamber gives you the tools and teaches you how to get in there and deal with your congressmen and senators in order to educate them so that you can fight for issues that are important to you and your company.
Absolutely. Ted, one of the things I want to talk about before we go any further is I want to remind people that there are men and women in uniform standing a post in two war zones right now. And everything with everything else that's been going on, it seems like in the last year or two, all that has been kind of getting page two coverage. We've got people on the front lines in Iraq still, but more and more in Afghanistan, taking the enemy down one at a time, putting themselves in front of in harm's way, and it just bothers me sometimes that we're not being reminded about the sacrifice that these people, these heroes and their families are making for us right now.
I'm so glad you bring that up, Jim, because you're absolutely correct. There's several systemic issues that create that problem. As you know, I did 28 years in the Navy, and when I went in 1971, every 1 in 10 people who worked in America had been in the military. Today it's 1 in 250. With 39 years of an all-volunteer force, that's two generations of people that have no idea what the military does. So our people are over there fighting, defending our freedoms, making it possible for us to have this wonderful free enterprise capitalist system that we have. And what do most Americans do? They go to the mall and catch a movie. They have no idea what's going on over there. And, of course, our mainstream press, for the most part, won't cover it. But when they do, they put out false information, like when NBC put out a story saying that Hassan killed all those people because he caught PTSD. Anybody in the military and any doctor will tell you PTSD
or the guy
contagious.
Or the guy who planted the bomb in New York City was disaffected because he lost his home or something like that.
Oh yeah, it's like they don't want to use the term terrorist or Muslim or face the facts. But you know, you can't solve a problem until you've identified and are willing to know what the problem really is.
Right. Well, the main thing I wanted to do was I wanted you and me to take a moment and just recognize that we've got thousands of men and women standing a post on our behalf. They've gone where our government has asked them to go. They're standing a post for you and me, to defend our rights and our belief system that we think is right. And I just think we should. And their families are making sacrifices too. And we should take our hats off to them.
Hold on to that thought.
We got to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Ted Daywalt. We're going to talk some more about veterans and helping them get jobs when they're looking for jobs, when they come back off of active duty. And we'll do that right after these messages. Stay with us. We've got a little bit of Stones bringing us back there. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope to check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. And if you're on Twitter, you would like to follow me there. I'm at Jim Blasingame. Ted Daywalt is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Ted is the CEO, the president of vetjobs.com. We're talking about men and women in uniform. We were just talking, Ted, about those who are currently in uniform. My son is a Marine. He did two tours in Iraq.
Wow.
And he's now still in the reserves. I wore the uniform for 15 years, and you were in for a number of years. We got a lot of folks out there who are veterans, and there are opportunities for them when they come out of the military. They have advantages when it comes to finding jobs, don't they?
Oh, yes, and I want to go back to something you said in the last segment when you said our men and women in the military go where they are told. Our public has got to understand that they are out there fighting. They've been sent there by the president or the Congress to defend our freedoms, and they pick up an awful lot of skills. So when they come back, most of them do not have trouble finding a job, contrary to what you read in the press. The average unemployment rate for veterans is 1-3% below the national average. You know, right now it's 9.9 unemployment nationwide. And the unemployment for all veterans is only 8.1%. And it's because of all the skills that they pick up, and because of there's close to 300 different individual skills that people learn in the military. And those who have security clearances, of course, are really in high demand. The only spot where you really have a problem for veterans getting a job are the people that are in the National Guard, because of DOD's two-year call-up policy. Most companies don't want to hire as a new employee someone's going to be gone for 2 years, because you can't run a business with someone gone for 2 years at a time.
Do you think, Ted, let me rephrase it. I believe that our government, if we're going to become the 911 for the world, if we're going to go where the world needs us to go and take down the bad guys, I think we've got to beef up our active duty services more, so that reservists don't. I mean, I know what reserves are for. I was one of them. I know what the National Guard is for, but I don't. I think we're calling on our reserves too much to fill these 911 roles. What do you think?
You are absolutely correct. You know, from the inception of the Army Reserve back in 1904 till 1991, the Guard and Reserve were only called up 1.5 times. A full call-up for World War II, that's understandable. A partial call-up for the Korean War. Now, the 37,000 members of the Guard and Reserve that fought in Vietnam, all but 200 were volunteers. But since 1991, we've had nearly 25 full call-ups of the Guard and Reserve, which makes it very difficult for them to keep a job.
Well, look at the small business owners. I know people who've lost their business,
and I know
Guard and Reserve units that have gone to Iraq three times, Iraq and or Afghanistan three times.
Oh yes,
now that's too much. I think That's too much to ask for. If you need people to go that much, you need to have active duty people, in my opinion. But going,
well, that's
going,
that's
we need to have more active duty people to take care of that. That's, because that's their job. That's what they signed up for.
Yeah, that's why the VFW, the American Legion, most of your major veteran service organizations are advocating that you've got to put 900,000 more people back in uniform on active duty if you're going to keep the pace we're keeping.
Absolutely.
Of course, that's not going to happen with this Congress.
But, and this is a Republican and a Democrat issue. This is not a one party issue.
Now, the bottom line, going to the issue you were just talking about of the way they're using the National Guard, I was speaking at the Tennessee ESGR and Force Support of the Guard and Reserve annual meeting up in Nashville just before the floods, and their tag has as Adjutant General, has a brigade over in Afghanistan. 700 people over there, 320 don't have a job to come back to. That's a 41% unemployment rate. The brigade in Rochester, New York, got back 2 months ago with 70% unemployment. I was out in Iowa talking with their tag last summer, and he said his was well over 50%. And the problem comes back to the issue that if you are an employer and you have someone in the National Guard, and this actually happened in Georgia, they were deployed for 18 months, they came back, I was on the job for about 5 weeks, we had the floods down in Columbus and Macon, and they called up two companies and the guard to go down and help out. And several of them were told, you've been gone for 18 months, now you're going to be gone for another 3 weeks, you're fired.
Yeah. And what is the law on that? What are the rights of a member of our military when they're called up like that? What rights do they have when they come back for their job?
There is a law called USERRA, that's Uniformed Services Reemployment Assistance Act. And under USERRA, a person who's in a job, when they get called up to active duty, the company has to guarantee that position or an equal position for them when they come back. And if people in that grade got promotions or pay raises, it would apply to the member of the National Guard.
That's hard on a small business, isn't it?
Extremely hard on a small business.
Think about that. You replace them with a person for a year, 9 months, a year, 18 months. And, you know, many small businesses that these people leave from, they don't have that many slots. It's not like General Motors where they can move people around. They may only have three or four slots.
You're absolutely correct. And that is a huge problem. And the thing is, most members of the National Guard and Reserve are in companies with less than 300 employees.
So hold on to that thought, Ted. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Ted's website is betjobs.com. He is the president and CEO. Ted DeWalt is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Tintail, we'll be right back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Little Chuck Berry bringing us back. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ted DeWalt is our guest. He's CEO and president of vetjobs.com. Ted, tell us a little bit more about vetjobs.com.
We're the largest military job board on the internet. We've got about 40,000+ jobs up, been around for 11 years, partly owned by the Veteran of Foreign Wars, endorsed by major veteran service organizations like the Vietnam Veterans of America Association, the U.S. Navy, a whole bunch of them. And that's part of the reason why it works so well. We get about 150,000 to 160,000 visitors a month right now. And it's not just the veteran or the person transitioning off active duty. It's also there for their spouses and their children.
Right.
A lot of information to help them get a job.
And so what do I do? Just go there and look. Can I post my availability? I go there and look for people? Look for someone who's looking for. I mean, in this day and time, with the high unemployment and the slow economy, I mean, are people posting jobs?
Oh yes, there's a lot of people that want to hire military. Of course, there's no shortage of jobs in the intelligence community, so we have a lot of the agencies that recruit off of us for the security clearances. But the site, you know, if you're a candidate, you can go in and put up your resume. We always recommend people start in the employment assistance section where we got information on how to pass interviews, do your resume. We list all the legitimate job boards on the internet because we know that everybody comes to that job and going to get a job through us, but we want to know where to go to find the type of job they're looking for.
Well, one thing about hiring a veteran is that's somebody who has been in a disciplined environment, who understands how organizations work. And I'll tell you, if you haven't interviewed a veteran lately, someone who's got military service, you ought to try to do that. I think you'll be impressed with the person, whether they qualify for the job that you want or not. I think you'll be impressed with the bearing that they have, Ted. That's something that I always like to see in these men and women from the military.
It's interesting, Jim. The biggest complaint we hear from veterans when they get out and get a job is that their employers have them underemployed. They don't understand with all the collateral duties and pressures and everything you had in the military, the skill levels they have, because too many employers, like we talked earlier, have no idea what the military is about. They still think of John Wayne, Beetle Bailey, Sedsack syndrome type thing.
Right.
They don't realize how technical and team-oriented and leadership and everything else that comes with a military person today. It's like I had a store group call us up, and they wanted to hire some people for $7.50 an hour to basically flip hamburgers. I said, you're not going to get a veteran for that. Because this E-8, when he was running a mess hall over in Iraq, was feeding 15,000 meals a day.
Right.
And running
and doing the procurement,
people.
Managing the payroll, and everything.
That's right. And you know, managing 100 people, so they're not going to go work in a cafeteria and flip hamburgers. They could run that cafeteria and half your company.
Yeah, probably put a better profit on the bottom line. Hey, Ted, what as you look out across the landscape, what are if I put you in charge, what would you do?
Well, the first thing I do is move the country back away from socialism, which is what this president wants to do. Of course, I was one of the CEOs invited to the White House Job Summit.
You were at the Job Summit. What did you think about that?
It was a boondoggle for the unions, basically. A bunch of the CEOs were invited, from Nucor, from Home Depot, myself, from FedEx, and we were told that they wanted our input. They didn't ask for input. In fact, they ignored anything we were suggesting because we're working from an agenda. But we need, in order to get this country out of the recession, you're the small business advocate. You know that every recession, going back to before World War One, what led us out was when small businesses started hiring. And they're not hiring right now because of the health care bill, the tend towards socialism.
We heard about the uncertainty yesterday, didn't we, in the panel?
On the uncertainty, people like to have certainty when they're moving forward. And the incredible debt that's been taken on by this administration has got small businesses scared, and so they just flat are not hiring. And until they start hiring, we're stuck in this recession, which means we're going to be having 10 to 11% unemployment for at least another 12 to 18 months.
I completely agree with you, Ted. Well said. The website is vetjobs.com, right?
Yes, sir.
And I appreciate what you're doing for these very important Americans. Thank you for the service. Thank you for being involved in the political process, the public policy process, Ted. And we're looking forward to talking to you again real soon.
Sounds good. Have a good
Thanks.
One.
Ted DeWalt, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too, tomorrow, back to regular. Leaving D.C. today, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll talk to you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.